thank you for your hospitality, your welcome. It's helped us in our work. I'd like to also thank delegations for the huge commitment that they have shown as part of this interactive dialogue. I'd like to thank the Secretariat and thank the interpreters. And I'd also like to extend thanks to the Portuguese delegation. It's really been teamwork, interministerial work that we've engaged in across institutions in Portugal. We have attempted with this exercise to convey a clear and faithful view of what reality is in Portugal. And again, we very much thank you for your questions, your recommendations and observations that you've raised, that we, after this dialogue, naturally will analyze very closely. The recommendations that stem from this mechanism have assisted us a lot over the years in Portugal to achieve what we have done in the area of human rights, and we certainly know that this will be the same in the future. That is why in Portugal we very much cherish what we were able to achieve over the last 50 years of our democracy. But of course, we can never say that we can take for granted human rights. It's a struggle, a combat that we engage in every day. And as we understand it, you cannot have human rights without full democracy. That is why promoting and defending democracy is a priority for us both internally and externally. Democracy, promoting human dignity, is a project that I think is relevant to all humanity. And as I said before, there are no perfect states, and the achievement of human rights doubtlessly requires ongoing commitment. And this is certainly what we will be doing. Vice President, if I may, I wanted to really say the following, an invitation to delegations here present. Portugal is a country which has a very strong tradition of openness and true commitment to the dialogue between cultures, civilizations, and religions. And testimony to that, and this is something which shows the priority we attach to this in our external policy, in Portugal, in the city of Cascais, close to Lisbon, at the end of this month, we will be hosting the 10th Global Forum of the UN Alliance of Civilizations. This will be an excellent opportunity to promote intercultural and interreligious dialogue, and that is why we'd very much like to say, extend an invitation to the states here, and please come along. We'd like to see you at this fundamental event so that we can build bridges, continue this dialogue, which is so fundamental to have understanding between peoples. Again, I'd like to conclude thanking you all for this interactive dialogue. Certainly hope that multilateralism, which is so important to upholding human rights in such challenging times that we are going through, we certainly hope that multilateralism still progresses. This is the desire of Portugal. Thank you very much for your attention.
Muito obrigada.
I'd like to thank the delegation for your participation in this review. The report will be drawn up by members of the Troika, representatives of Germany, Gambia, Kazakhstan, as per the procedure implemented 2015. The recommendations section of the report is scheduled for distribution Friday 8th of November at 12:30. And it will be considered for adoption on the same day as from